Vineyard.
Somos Viña.
We are Vineyard.
Welcome to the We Are Vineyard podcast, conversations to help us grow with Jesus and each other. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to hear Advent devotionals led by our association leaders on the topics of hope, peace, joy, and love, paired with a song curated by Vineyard Worship. This week, the interim leader of our Black Pastors and Leaders Association, Charles Montgomery Jr., will be sharing a devotion that he has prepared on the theme of hope, followed by the title track on Vineyard Worship's album, Humble King, performed by Tina Colon Williams. Let's listen in.
Multiply grace and peace to you, my Vineyard family. This is Dr. Charles, and listen, I am deliciously delighted to share with you just a brief devotional during our Advent season. I have the privilege of serving as your association strategic coordinator, as well as the interim leader for our Black Pastors and Leadership Association. Now, if you're new to Advent, and perhaps many of you all listening to me are familiar with the reality that Advent is based on an ancient Latin word. Ad is for two, and vent means to come. So at Advent, we remember God's coming to us in Christ Jesus. We look back to Jesus's first coming and forward to his second, and we get in touch with the felt experience of living in the in-between. As Christians, we believe that Jesus came into the earth, was crucified on a cross for your sins and mine, resurrected from the dead, and ascended into heaven, and now sits at the right hand of the Father. So we believe Jesus came into the earth, but we also believe that Jesus is coming back again. But it's in between those events, his coming and his returning, that it's not uncommon for you and I to experience a multiplicity of emotions. One of those emotions, friends, is hope. Or if we're honest, sometimes it's the lack of hope. We see this, for example, in Luke 24. Right around verse 13, it reads on this wise. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed them over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him." But here's what I want you to listen to, Vineyard. Verse 21 says, "But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel." We had hoped. Can you relate to that feeling? We had hoped. It kind of sounds like this. We had hoped that our loved one did not pass away. We had hoped that the news would be different. We had hoped that our nation would unify and not necessarily fracture apart. We had hoped that our family didn't have to go through this. We had hoped that our ministry would be more fruitful by now, that our marriage would last, that our child or our friend would follow Jesus. We had hoped for Christmas not to be, or at least feel, alone again. We had hoped. This week, we're looking at this theme of hope during the Advent season. What's interesting about the story is that Luke doesn't name the two disciples, most likely in a literary move designed to encourage us to imagine ourselves as one of the two disciples. Perhaps they're anonymous because they are you. They are me. Because if you and I live long enough, what we'll discover is that all of us come to places along the road of life where we feel let down. And when we get to that place, what we need is what Paul in Romans 5 calls a hope that does not disappoint us, which raises the question, what is hope? Friends, my working definition of hope is based on scripture. And it's basically this: the expectation of coming good based on the person and the promise of God. It's kind of an emotional energy that's based in the future, but really it's fuel for the present. Eugene Peterson puts it like this. Hope is not about the future. Hope is about the present. It obviously has to do with the future, but it's a virtue which is cultivated in the present. It fills the present with energy. It connects the two comings of Jesus so that we are now participants in them. So we're not just remembering the one and believing in the other. We are participating in the continuity of his comings. Here's what that means. Hope, like Advent, is all about the now and the not yet. It kind of sounds like this. I may be in this situation now, but I won't be in it forever. I have a setback now, but my comeback is imminent. I might be bound now, but Jesus Christ has come to set me free. And because Christ has come, you and I can look beyond the horizon of what may have happened to us and embrace what Christ can do for us. That's really what Jesus eventually impresses upon these disciples. Here's what the Bible says. Then their eyes were open and they were able to see. What does God want you to see during this Advent season? Let me offer three things I believe. No matter who you are and where you are, that ought to engender within you a sense of hope. Here's the first one. Whatever has happened to you this year, you're still standing and you're still here. That life may have given you its best shot, but in spite of what's happened and through it all that has happened, you're still here. You're listening to me right now. That's a reason you ought to have hope. Here's the second reason you ought to have hope. They saw the resurrected Christ. Christ is raised from the dead, which means that there's nothing that can happen to you in the next season and the next year that Jesus has not already conquered and has the power to see you through. Here's the third thing. Jesus wanted to see them, and he wanted them to see him. And hear me, I believe he wants us to see that he's with us right now, that he still is Emmanuel, that Emmanuel has come into the world, God who is with us. Notice what they said. Did not our hearts burn when he opened the scriptures to us? Don't miss this. The living word opened the word to give them the word. The relevant word of why you and I can have hope is because God is with us. You know, my earliest memory of Christmas is when I was a child. It was Christmas Eve. My dad was trying to get me to go to sleep and he was preparing for Christmas morning. But the problem was that I was afraid of the dark. I remember when I was a child, I was so afraid of the dark. I get so afraid that one day I remember crying out loud and my father came into the room. He said, "What's wrong, son?" I said, "Daddy, it's dark." My dad said, "Don't worry, I'm right here." I went to sleep that night because my father simply said, "I'm here." When the Christ child came to the world, Emmanuel, what he's telling us is that we can have hope because he is here. He's here with us through the Holy Spirit. He's here with us in success and in our suffering. He's here in the pinnacle of our being, and he's also here in the pain of our despair. Here's what I want to birth in your spirit. No matter where you are, God is right there. And I think I ought to tell you that as I heard those words that my father was here, I drifted off to sleep. The next morning, I discovered to my surprise, it was a gift under the tree just for me. My prayer for you and your family as we approach Christmas is that you'll discover a gift, even a unique gift that God has for you, the gift of hope. Because Jesus Christ has come and Christ is coming back. And the Christ child, Emmanuel, is with you right now. So may you experience the gift of hope this season. God bless you.
Oh, kneel me down again. Here at your feet. Show me how much you love. Humility. Oh, Spirit, be the star that leads me to the humble heart of love I see in you. You are the God of the humble, friend of the weak. You wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be like you, Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King. Here in this dusty ground, I bow with kings, where wise men laid before their eyes. Just this, my broken life, I offer thee. See, you are the God of the humble, friend of the weak. You wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in me. Have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King. You are the God of the humble, friend of the weak. You wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be like a Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King. You are the God.
As we celebrate our 50-year anniversary in the Vineyard, if you're interested in learning more about Vineyard history, there are plenty of resources for you. Check out our show notes for links to books, YouTube videos, and more to learn about Vineyard history and identity. And make sure to keep listening to the podcast this year for stories of Vineyard churches throughout the year.